Blog Talk Radio.
Home of the stars, through the airwaves and on the big screen, coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Rated G Radio. I'm your host, Garrett Miller, and for the next hour tonight, we're going to have an awesome show. We have, returning to us in just a moment, Dr. Annie Ulrich. She is going to be taking your calls, and if you haven't called in before and talked to her, get in the call queue now. It's the fun thing to do. All the cool kids are doing it. But she's going to give us our June energy update that everybody asks about, and then she's going to take your calls. I'll give you a real quick rundown for the rest of the show this week. But before I do that, I want to let everybody know who tuned into the Friday Night Dance Party on Friday at noon. Our guest was from the UK, so that's why we did it at noon and not the usual 7 p.m. You know, having him call in at 3 in the morning is kind of like a crazy thing. So we just kind of adjusted the show. We had, for the first time ever, a Blog Talk blow up. Something happened at the 1 hour mark of the show, and the computer just kind of blew up on the Blog Talk side. And since I promised everybody a 2 hour show, I'm telling you a little inside secret. I actually went in, pulled the first hour that was great with Adrian's interview, Adrian Stiles and the Giants, who did a world premiere of their album Children of the Sun. I ended up redoing the show on Saturday morning, and now if you go and listen to the show, that's the actual show that you're going to hear, the full two-hour show. So there's a little inside scoop for you if you want to, you know, hang out and enjoy a couple of hours of music. Tonight, of course, we have Annie on the show. She'll be joining us in just a minute. On Tuesday's show, we have Jason Hayes. He is a drama coach, and he's looking to raise some money for his kids to go to Scotland this summer to perform theater. So we're going to hear from Jason. He's down here in Southern California. Friday night, we have Grammy winner, multi-time Grammy winner, Bunny Sigler, coming back onto the show to do a world premiere for his new CD as well. This is like the world premiere hangout, and I absolutely love it. He's going to be on the show Friday at 5. We're not doing a show on Thursday because, as all of you know, my album hits the stores Friday. It's called Blonde Jesus, and it's available on iTunes and everywhere music is sold. But we're doing a launch party in West Hollywood at the Revolver Video Bar. So if you're in Southern California and want to come and hang out with all of the celebrities and get your picture taken on the red carpet and meet me and all of that fun stuff, the event is taking place 6:30 to 9 on Thursday night at the Revolver Video Bar in West Hollywood. So it's an open invitation. Come hang out with me and we'll have a great time. Now, I feel like Casey Kasem, on with a countdown, but on with the show. Annie, Dr. Annie, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. Wow, what a week this is for you, huh?
I'm excited.
So much fun for you. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
It is so exciting to see your star rise.
I agree.
Yes.
There we go. Well, I know that everybody, when we first started having you on, one of the things that you started, so it's kind of like this tradition, is the energy update. And I love the fact that it's one of these things that all of the callers are so eagerly asking for every month. And when is Dr. Annie coming back? She's on tonight. It's usually the first Monday of the month. So without further delay, would you like to share what's going to be happening this exciting month?
Yes, I would love to do that. It is everyone. It's a love month. It's the month of love, you know. Numerically, it's 6, and here we are in the 6th month of the year. It's that halfway point, and it's all about love. Love, peace, joy, happiness, romance, and relationships. Everything that goes along with the energy of a 6. And so usually what that brings in to your life is a lot of socializing. When you know, it's a social vibration, the number 6. And so it brings in all kinds of opportunities to socialize. It's the beginning of the summer. Summer solstice is coming up. And so it is a time when there is like a lightness. Things kind of lighten up. People get ready to have fun and to travel and to vacation and to meet new people. So it's a really, really good time. I love June. June is a great time. Traditionally, it's known, of course, as the wedding month, and for good reason, because it has that really love romance vibration to it. So it's a great time to get out there and to meet new people and to take advantage of all social invitations that come your way, because you're going to meet new people and you're going to make new contacts, and that brings in great opportunities for you. Lots of social events usually during this month, reunions, like, you know, weddings and anniversaries and school reunions, graduations. Look at all the parties. I mean, it's definitely a party time. And so just embrace all of that energy. And it's a fun, fun month for everybody. It's also a really, really good time for healing in relationships. So if you've had words with people in your life, or there has been, you know, some upset or disagreements or any of that kind of thing going on, this month is actually a good month to sit down and talk it out. And because of the vibration, which is all about love, peace, and harmony, you have the best chance of healing those relationships. So just remember that as you're going through the months. In the tarot cards, it is the number 6 is the lovers. What else? So you've got this incredible energy of love. And so it's so important for everyone to take advantage of that and to really, really enjoy themselves. I do have some really great pinnacle times during the month that I'll go over with everybody, and that's coming up tomorrow is the full moon, and it's a really powerful moon this time. We've got really nice energy connected to it, so it's a good time to really, really, you know, enjoy yourself, enjoy your life, and appreciate what you've got. There's just no doubt about the fullness of life being with us right now. Mercury is still retrograde until June 11th, 12th. So there still may be holdups, delays, miscommunications, just kind of glitches around computers and electrical things and motors like cars and, you know, just those kinds of little irritating things. Well, some of them are big irritating, but it's not surprising because we're still in that Mercury retrograde. On June 15th, Saturn returns into Scorpio, so it kind of goes backwards into Scorpio. And Saturn is the manifestation planet. It is the lesson that you have in life, or the teacher that, life teaches you about life. And the message for people during this time is to finish up old business as much as you possibly can and resolve old issues. So during that period of time from June 15th, I think it's like almost a 3-month period, but it's time. And we've been talking about this, and if you follow astrology at all, any of your listeners, you will know that the theme of this year has been about creating balance in your life in whatever way you can. And so that means releasing what's not working and moving forward in a positive way. We have a new moon, June the 16th, new moon in Gemini, and that's a good time. And it's also a really good time to start anything new. And the emphasis is on new. So if it's new, do it. If anything that you are looking to start, that's the time to start it in this month of June. So it's really, really good. It's refresh, replenish, rethink, and realign all of your energies. Get them focused and moving in the positive direction. Sunday, June the 21st is the summer solstice. And the summer solstice is what we call a standstill time. It's when the sun, it looks like the sun is standing still. And it's got high impacting energy. And it is, of course, the longest day in the northern hemisphere. Longest day and the shortest night. It's when Mother Nature is in full bloom. It's a really fabulous time. It's the official start of summer, actually. And so get out in nature and enjoy the bounty. Feel the wind in your hair and the sand in your toes as you walk along the beach. It's a fabulous time of year. And people need to get out into nature and to really appreciate that in their lives. So, and Father's Day is on the 21st this year, too. So we've got a lot of really good things going on in June. I like June. How about you?
June's always a great month, you know, and I think we're really lucky in Southern California that the weather is so similar many months of the year, but there's just something about June that just seems invigorating to me, and I don't know, I have a hard time picking like a favorite month, but it's always going to be summertime weather here in Southern California because our average temperature goes from 67 to like 72, so we think we're having a heat wave.
It is. It's so beautiful. We're so lucky. We really are lucky here. Yeah, it's great, and especially, you know, if you look back over the years, you'll see that June is the time where everyone, you know, you start, you put away the winter clothes, you pull out the summer gear, and people do things outside, and we live out, we do a lot of outdoor living here in Southern California, but you know, it's June. June's the time when the barbecues start, and people are out until 8, 9 o'clock at night because it's still, you know, between 8 and 9, it's twilight almost. So we have a lot of light, and of course, in the in other parts of the world, in ancient cultures, they were guided by the light. So summer solstice was really special. It was that time of the year when the light was always there, you know, and gave them so much more energy. So it's a fabulous time. So get out there and enjoy it. I mean, that's what we all need to do.
I am so on board with you, and I think that's one of the reasons. You know, when I first moved to California, I think you've lived in California for quite some time, but when I first moved to California, Dr. Annie, you know, I was shocked at the cost of living, and everybody says, oh, it's just a California tax. You pay more for your place because you're going to spend so much more time outside, and you kind of offset, you know, blah, 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 whatever psychobabble that they wanted to tell me, and I totally bought it because when it's, you know, 72 degrees, you know, so much of the year, and you can go outside and do so many things outside. It really is fun. But when it's light out until 9 o'clock at night or 8:30 at night, depending upon where you're at, you know, even after the show tonight, I'll probably head down to the beach for a little bit and just stick my feet in the sand and just, you know, enjoy my time listening to the waves. And it's still doable, and it's great.
It is. It's just fabulous. We are very blessed for sure. Of course,
absolutely.
And we don't have. You know, you think about all the winter clothes that other parts of the country and other parts of the world, I mean, we have no winter clothes.
None.
And we have no winter, really. We just don't get that kind of freezing weather at all. So, you know, no heating bills, none of that stuff.
No,
really?
And honestly, that was one of the great things as well, because, you know, living back in Arizona, my summertime electric bill, and this is no joke, and I was such a stingy miser. I mean, I would cool the house, during the day to like 84, and people think I've just lost my mind. And then I would come home, and if I felt that I'd really done a good job during the course of whatever that I was doing it for my day job, I would turn the house air conditioning down to 80 and thought that, boy, I'm just living large for that. And my electric bill was $700 a month, you know, so crazy here.
Right.
And I think, you know, the electric is, I don't know, $50 or something ridiculously affordable by comparison. So,
yeah.
You know, windows open
yeah.
all the time and always grateful.
It is. It's just terrific.
Well, we could probably talk about June weather for another hour, but I know that we've got a bunch of people who are waiting in line to talk to you. Actually, we've got a bunch that I still need to go pre-screen now that the show's gotten started. So are you ready to take some calls tonight, Dr. Annie?
Oh, yes. I am ready and excited and loving it.
Cool.
So
now, just
bring it on.
Just for the record, I've got the people's first name and their birthday, but the first four callers, I also have their birth year. Do you want just the day and month, or do you also want year?
Just day and month is good.
Cool. Okay. Then that, I think, makes a lot of the ladies happy. Today we have Stacy calling as our first caller, and Stacy, you were born December 16th. You're live with Dr. Annie. Go ahead.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
That's good. What can I do for you? You have a question?
Yes. I wanted to know, what do you see coming up for me for the summer? Because it's kind of slow at times. So I just wanted to know,
for
basically.
For this year for you? You know, for the rest of this year, we were halfway through the year already. Can you believe it?
I know.
Well, I'll tell you, for the rest of this year, you are in what we call a completion year. So what that means for you is that you are, hopefully, we would like to encourage you to do this if you're not doing it, but you are being asked to wrap up things, to you're getting ready to go into a whole new time of your life. And so between now and December of this year, anything that you know that's not working for you anymore, you need to get rid of it. And a real simple way of doing that on the physical level is to clean out closets and file cabinets and have garage sales and get rid of stuff. And once you start doing that, all of a sudden, then the universe can get in there and start rearranging things for your highest good, for your betterment. And so it's a great time to release and to let go of what's not working. If you have any plans for furthering your education, this would be an excellent time to do it. And so it's like putting yourself in a learning position. And whether that's in a formal school setting or if it's just learning how to bake a cake or, you know, just anything, but putting yourself into a learning position is really, it would be really great for you. And the summer months are a terrific time to do that, really. Anything that is creative is what is where your energy wants to go, and so learning something new would be perfect. You've got a lot of like endings and beginnings, so it's like you are saying goodbye to a lot in your life, and at the same time, you see at this midpoint here in June, it's now time to start saying hello and start moving in a new direction. And so, you know, if I can encourage you to do anything, it is, if it's new and it's different and you haven't done it yet, go do it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Good.
Okay.
Well, you have to check in with us and let us know how it goes.
Okay, I will.
Thank you,
Stacy. That was a nice call to get. And our next caller is going to be coming from Tonetta, and Tonetta's birthday is August 29th. Tonetta, you are live with Dr. Annie. Go ahead, please.
Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. How can I help you?
I would like to know regarding my love life. A man from the past has recently reconnected with me, and I would really like to know if this man is going to make any kind of effort, especially in the month of June, to say that he wants to start living together or moving in with me.
How long have you been reconnected?
Well, we were disconnected for 2 months, and then he reconnected. He started reconnecting around May 10th when he moved back in this state again. And so it's been a couple of weeks that we have been reconnected, and I've known him all my life.
Mm-hmm. Well, boy, there has been like major life changes or transitions going on around you. And so you're ready to start a whole new life. This is
yes.
a really, really important time for you.
Yes.
So it's like taking your time, you know, for the next 3 months or so where you're really looking at your relationship with this man. And you are really at the way that you relate and wanting to make the changes that are needed so that both of your needs get met. And so it's really, really important. It's like you're not ready to collapse into that relationship, you know? It's a lot different than other relationships that you've had. This one is really about two equals coming together and being on the same wavelength. And mm-hmm. it's really, really important. And I think that by the end of the year, you will be definitely in a committed relationship. Recently out of a relationship, or has he just been recently out of a breakup or something?
Well, like I said, we were together, but he's always seesawing. He's always, like the last time I seen him was last Monday, a week ago, and everything was great, and then he disappears. He doesn't talk.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like thinking, why did he even come back into my life if this is what he's going to do?
Yeah. Well, I think that's what you, the questions, of course, that's what you're asking. And what, you know, what the energies around you are telling, telling you is to, you know, take your time and be discriminating and
mm-hmm.
and state what you need. That is extremely important. So you need to speak up, speak out, and let him know what you want, how you feel, and what's going on with you. And you know, what direction are you going in? That's what you really want to know.
Right, and I've told him all that. I told him that I need a committed relationship and that, and he's very quiet.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I was asking if you've seen anything soon of him stepping forward and saying, well, let's try living together in the month of June.
Well, I think it's going to take a little bit of time. I do. I really
okay.
do. I'd love to say, yeah, by the end of the month, it's all going to be fine. And it's not. I'm sorry. It's
mm-hmm.
going to take a little time, but don't give up on it either.
Do you feel like he recently broke up with somebody? Or
well, I
what?
Just feel like there's been a loss of some kind. So there is either you or he have either you know, just come out of another relationship, broken up or something, also the feeling or the energy that I'm getting can also be about something that was lost a long time ago and you just haven't really processed it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So he just seems like the type of person that needs more time than what you would consider normal to get through things, to process things, actually.
Right, right. And I just don't want to waste my time if he's pursuing other people or other situations.
Yeah, I don't think he's doing that.
Okay.
I don't think that that's happening, but I do think that he has his own rhythm. He has his own timetable, and it has nothing to do with yours. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There are people like that, yes. But that doesn't mean that you won't come together and eventually, you know, come to an agreement and actually have a committed relationship. So just give it time. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Tonetta, thank you for
the
call.
You.
Good luck to you. We're at the halfway point of the show, and this is a great time to mention that if you are a regular listener to Dr. Annie when she comes on each month, you know that she's got this great life energy cycle chart that is made available to you free of charge. All you have to do is send her an email and say, I'd like my life energy cycle chart. That sounds really cool, and she'll send it to you. Her email's on the show page right now, so you just copy it and paste it into your email and send it off to her, and she'll get that to you right away, and I'll ask her to tell you about that in just a second. But also, if you are listening from across the pond on West Star Radio Network on your drive home, number one, thank you very much for tuning in tonight on your way home. And if you need Dr. Annie's email address, I'm going to spell it out for you here. Write it down after you get home so you can just replay this. But it's tealeaves, T-E-A-L-V-S, T-E-A-L-V-S, tealeaves at yahoo.com. And just say, Dr. Annie, I want my life energy cycle chart. And she'll get that out to you. We're going to go to a call in the chat room next. But before we do that, Dr. Annie, can you tell us a little bit about your life energy cycle chart and how it makes people's lives just really open up?
Yes, sure. This is the life energy cycle chart is such a useful tool because it tells you what kind of energy is available and working in your life at certain points during the year. And we're all familiar, I think, with the 7-year cycle, you know, the 7-year itch, the seventh inning stretch. And it's common knowledge that every 7 years, people do go through major shifts and changes. And it's very apparent when you look back in your own life, and you'll see that the difference between a 7-year-old and a 14-year-old is, you know, that's a pretty big jump there. Then you go from 14 to 21 and then 28. So you've got big major shifts and changes that occur every 7 years. What most people don't realize is that you go through 7 cycles of time within 1 year, and it starts on your birthday. So your birthday is your new year, and then the next 52 days is your first cycle. So from your birthday, you count 52 days, and that is cycle number one. And then you count 52 days after that. Every 52 days, the energy changes. And there are attributes for each cycle. So the chart gives you a really good idea of where you can plan your year in terms of when's the best time to start a business, when's the best time to advertise, when is the best time to go on vacation or buy luxury items or get a physical. Any question that comes up, if you refer to the chart, you'll have a really good idea of what kind of energy you've got working for you. So it's very useful and it's really accurate. So it's awesome.
And
please do, you know,
yeah.
have, I love it. I use it all of the time. All of my students and clients use it. And it's something that has been around for eons and eons of time. So it's really good.
And I'm a big fan of it, too. I'm currently in cycle 5. So if you want to know what cycle 5 is, you're going to have to email Dr. Annie and get your own copy and then read up on it yourself. Our next caller, again, is out of the Blog Talk chat room. So thank you, Anne, for your inquiry tonight. Anne's birthday is May 31st, and she wants to know what you see for her and Bob for the future. And she's specifically talking about love.
For the future.
I have Bob's birthday, too, if you need that.
Wow. Did you get Bob's birthday?
April 9th.
Oh, April 9th. Okay. Wow, this is good. This is a really good connection. Definitely. Next year is... it's a beginning of a whole new chapter in their life together. So it's a very exciting time, and they should be willing to take chances. And it's an adventuresome time, so yeah, it's a good time to take chances because you're very lucky. You've got a lot of really good, strong personal charisma. And as a couple, you are really in harmony. So that's really terrific. There's a lot of excellence and excelling and reaching a pinnacle. Both of you, I think, career-wise this year. And romantically, you're in a really strong position for success in relationship, and you're learning an awful lot about each other and how you relate. So between now and the end of the year, you're just getting stronger and stronger. And then next year in January, you go into the beginning of a whole new life for the two of you. So that you might be moving in together, or if you're not already living with each other, that would be the time to do it. And also, again, committed relationship. I say committed relationship because people, when we see this vibration, it's very, very likely that people can actually get married. But I hesitate to use that because a lot of people they don't get married now, but they mm-hmm. are in a committed relationship. So that is real strong around you. So, yeah.
Well, good luck,
congratulations.
Dan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, we'll get to our next live caller here. We've got Rose Maria calling, and she has her birthday December 31st. Rose Maria, you're live with Dr. Annie. Go ahead.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Doing great.
That is some birthday. Boy, what a great day to have a birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is so neat. I mean, it's like the whole world celebrates your birthday. Isn't that neat?
Yeah.
Happy New Year. That's so cool. And how can I help you today?
Like you were talking about, like, the energy and love month, this month. Whatever you can pick up with somebody that I'm interested slash friends. And we've been friends for a long time, so it's like kind of moving on to, I guess, a new portion of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I took care of some stuff and all that. Do you need his birthday?
Oh, yeah, you can, if you have it. What is it?
And actually, you were talking about Scorpio, 1025.
Oh. Well, he's had some really intense issues that he's been dealing with.
Yeah.
And it looks like that is coming to an end. So that's good. That's always good. Same thing applies to you. So both of you have been dealing with issues from the past and resolving those issues. And so that's really terrific. This is the 6 months in your year, and it is all about love and romance. Your year is all about love and romance. So you are in the perfect vibration for a loving, committed relationship. It couldn't get any better than right now, really, energetically. So just say yes. Embrace that. Okay?
Cool.
Yeah. So okay. Enjoy it.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Rosemary.
Thanks. Have a good
Okay, there we go. And our next call is Catherine. And Catherine was born September 22nd. Catherine, you're live with Dr. Annie. Go ahead.
Hi, Dr. Annie.
Hi there. How are you?
Good. I haven't listened to the show before, so nice to find you
both. Oh, good. That's great. I'm glad you're listening now. This is awesome. How can I help you?
I'm open to anything. I just moved, so I'm looking to make everything, new friends, new job contacts, get settled in.
And
all at once. And May, I did a lot of work kind of internally. You know, I just did a lot of work by myself in libraries, and I had a lot of alone time. So now I'm ready to get out.
Yes, you are. You're definitely ready to get out and have fun. This is a good time for you right now. It is all about partying. Become a party girl. It's like, yay, let's go party. And that energy is all around you, so take advantage of it. Yeah, it's like take advantage of any social invitations that come your way, because you're in a perfect place to do that, right, with the new, you're living in a new place, you're in a new environment. You have a brand new vibration around you. And so that will bring in opportunities for you to get out and socialize. And it's important that you do that.
I'm an extrovert more than an introvert. So
good.
I've been feeling like I'm ready. I'm usually very social. So it's kind of odd for me to be at home all the time.
I want you to also remember that this year for you is expect the unexpected.
Oh.
It's like there's a surprise vibration around you, but it's good. It's a good surprise, you know, because sometimes we get surprises that are not so great. But this is a very positive surprise energy. And so how that can show up for you is like you've always wanted to do something and have never had the time or the opportunity to do it, and it shows up where it's right there in front of you. Or you meet somebody and you've always wanted to meet, and you go to lunch with somebody else, and there they are. So there's a lot of, like, serendipity going
on.
Yeah, it feels really,
really
good.
You think and a new romantic relationship could be part of that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. There is romance as part of that. Romantic connections and, really strong, loving energy all around you. Bliss, actually. So it's a very, very strong vibration. So your life is going to be very exciting between now and the end of the year. So get ready. It's just going to be great.
I know a little bit of numerology, and my life path is a 9, so about service.
Yep,
and
humanitarian.
Humanitarian, and then my year this year, is it a 3? Do you know
it's a 3. That's the party one.
Okay, great.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
So just really, just enjoy it. Really enjoy it. And you'll be really surprised at what happens. Yay.
Thank you. Yay, that's great. Thank you so much.
You're
Thanks,
welcome.
Catherine, for the call. Thanks for being a first-time listener tonight. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Let's see. We've got one, two. Here's the lineup of the callers we've got on hold, just so you know where you're at. We've got Laura, Sherelle, Julia, Danielle, and Gigi. So those are the callers that we've got left here tonight. So, mm-hmm. Laura, you're next, and your birthday is October 1st. Laura, you're live with Dr. Annie. Go ahead, please.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi. Yes. How can I help you?
I would like to know if you see a job coming up for me. I'm looking for the right job. I want to settle permanently into a really great job that I love.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm looking for. So I was wondering if you're getting an idea of when that's coming or what that job looks like, any details at all.
Well, are you working right now?
No.
Okay. You are in a new beginning year. You are in a year where you really need to put yourself out into the world. So that means that you need to get real clear about what it is that you do want to do, and then start actually putting the word out there. It's all about you speaking up, speaking out, letting people know what you think, how you feel, what's going on with you, and where you want to go. Because, and the reason I keep stressing this is because you have the ear of the world this year. And we don't get that very often individually. People just don't have that energy that's working for them. You have it. It's very dynamic. It's very powerful. And you have a lot of personal charisma connected to it. So that means that people will actually listen to what you're saying, which is terrific. So if you know what you want, then you need to start moving in that direction, like, you know, making connections or sending out resumes or talking about what you want constantly. Do you get what I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you will get what you want in the next 3 months if you put yourself out there. So in the next 3 months, you will have the job you want. But you have to, you know, like I say, you have to put yourself out there into the world so that you can be seen, heard, and recognized. And people will recognize you, or I mean see you for who you are. And that's really, really important. So take advantage, again, of any kind of invitation that comes your way, because and find ways to network and to be out in the world.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Does that make
Thanks.
Sense to you? Are you willing to do that?
I mean, you know, I've been putting resumes out, and, so I had a phone interview last week, but I did research, and I was all excited about everything that I was reading, but then when I had the interview with the guy that I would be reporting to, he started talking about how, because it's a startup company, they're having growing pains, and just a lot of stuff that he was talking about, like what's going on behind the scenes with different personalities and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I immediately felt like, no, don't want it. Feel like there's a lot of drama here.
Yeah, and that's right. That's not what you want. So you just, and you know what you want, so you're, you know, trusting your gut instincts is really important for you, and that's something that you have. Really good intuitive instincts. So use them and really listen to what you're being guided to do. You're taking all the right steps, and something will definitely come up for you. So don't be discouraged.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Bye.
Thank you, Laura. Have a great night, and good luck to you. Boy, I'm telling you, that intuition, especially when it's, you know, just coming through really strong like that, Dr. Annie, I'm a big fan of listening to that. And I'm not also the brightest bulb on the tree, but I'll tell you, you know, when that kicks in, it's like, holy cow, pay attention to that.
The more that you use it, the louder it gets.
Mm-hmm.
When
absolutely.
It's like all of a sudden you can be sitting somewhere, or just when Laura was talking about this interview, or when she said she had an interview, it was immediately the hit was, no, that's not the job.
Right.
You know, and she knew it. She really knew it going through that process there. So that's exactly what happens. It's just really exciting when that is in full force.
But it's also exciting that she got a chance to go through that and recognize that. So when she has that new opportunity that comes along that feels really good, she's like, oh, this totally doesn't feel like that horrible phone interview that I had that was all filled with drama. This feels right. So it's a great barometer for her as well. So that's awesome.
It is, definitely.
By the way, one thing I haven't done this hour is tell everybody, if you're on the show page for Rated G Radio on Blog Talk, there's an ad for Dr. Annie there. It includes her phone number and gives you a Rated G Radio special. If you would like to have a dedicated hour of time with Dr. Annie and you don't have to share it with anybody else, contact her and let I've done it several times, and I will tell you, she's been absolutely dead-on amazing on every single opportunity I've visited with her. If you want to spend an hour with her and find out more, please take the time to book that appointment. And, you know, you can Skype, you can phone, just like people are doing tonight, or you can set up a personal meeting at her office. So take advantage of that. Next caller is – yay, yeah. Well, that's a good thing. You know, and here's the other thing I really like about the time that people get to spend with you, and I'm talking specifically for me and I'm being selfish here, but you record the session and afterwards you also email it out so people can then re-listen to it, and that's honestly where I found the most value, because I'm so wrapped up in the moment and spending my time with you that sometimes a lot of the things that you're saying, I just nod and have that glassy-eyed look, and it doesn't really sink in. But then I go back and listen to the recording a week later, or maybe even, you know, a month later, or after that. Mm-hmm. But then that was our very first session. And I'll go, oh, my gosh, I can't believe that was so right on for exactly what she said. I need to be paying more attention to the things that we covered. So anyway, people,
That's so good.
A call. So our next caller is Julia. Julia, you are live with Dr. Annie, and your birthday is September 8th. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Annie. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're very welcome. How can I help you?
I was just wondering, so I've been having this low energy kind of fatigue feeling and lower back pain. Yet with that, I had a pretty profound dream last night. Is it okay if I explain it real quickly?
Oh, yes, definitely. Tell me.
Okay. Okay, so I had a dream that I was with my friend. This is beginning of the dream. In my bedroom, we were talking, and all of a sudden we heard someone, like, out in the hallway. And, you know, we knew it was, like, a stranger. And this was all happening, like, telepathically. Like, there weren't words, just, like, thoughts. And so she decided she was going to hide behind the door so then she can help me when he does come in the bedroom, right? So he came in. And he came in and went all the way around my bed to the other side of the bed. And I was just acting like I was sleeping. And then I realized after a little bit, she's not going to do anything. She's not helping. So I go to scream, and nothing comes out. I can't scream. I can't make any noise whatsoever. So instead, I decide, okay, well, he thinks I'm sleeping. I don't know what else to do. She's not helping me. And then I slowly, like, I can see him starting to get closer and closer to me, starting to come, like, on top of my bed now. So all I can think of is just to, like, swat at him with my hand, punch him, scratch him, something. And as I went to do that, I hit whatever was on my end stand, my nightstand, and knocked all kinds of stuff off my nightstand, and I woke up. So I have a little bit of a bruise today from that. So that part,
oh my God,
I was like, whoa, I was quite a startling to wake up to that. But I don't know. Do you have any insight into that? If it, I don't know if maybe it's tied into this back pain, fatigue feeling, if it's something I'm, you know, working through psychically?
Well, I think that you're really depleted. You've got a lot of, very depleted energy. And it's not surprising. Numerically, you are in a 7 year. Are you familiar with any kind with numerology at all?
I am 7 year, though I'm not sure what the 7 year is.
Okay. The 7 year is very, very intense.
Oh.
It is all about doing, really, hopefully, doing the inner work that you really need to do. So going within, it would be a perfect year to seek therapy of some kind.
Yeah.
Any kind, dream therapy, hypnosis, whatever, traditional therapies, it doesn't matter. But, really, it's a very spiritual year and a spiritual time. So what you're doing is you're asking a lot of questions. In the 7 year, people ask the question, why am I here? Mm-hmm. What am I doing? What is this all about? Do I care? Oh, my God. And so you've got all of that going on, and you've got that going on in your dream. The dream is about friends there, and you're not feeling supported. Back pain is lack of support. So, you've got that going on. And it's not that they can't support you. And it's not even that they're not willing to. It's just that they somehow get sidetracked behind a door.
Yeah.
So then here you are in this position and you're thinking, oh my God, there's nobody here. And that's what you're saying in your life, I think, subconsciously is, oh my God, I'm the one that has to carry this load.
Yeah.
And so all of those feelings that you have are just like right on, and they absolutely showed up in your dream. Now, it's interesting that it is he in your dream, the he.
Mm-hmm.
And usually when a he shows up in a female's dream, it would denote the authority figure. It's an authority figure, the he, the male in the life, in your life. And it's not just if you're in a relationship, it's not just a husband or a lover. It is. Mm-hmm. It can be any authority figure, the father, brother, the grandfather. So it's like you've got all of that going on, and he's getting closer and closer and closer. And so what you decide is to lash out at him.
Mm-hmm.
And you did it. And then you woke up, and you end up hurting yourself.
Yeah.
So, wow, that's a really powerful dream.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great dream. So just work with that. Write about it. And start to journal and start to ask yourself these questions. You'll be amazed at what comes up for you. It'll be really, really interesting and good.
Yeah.
I think I have
some indication about if it's a past life, it also, kind of bleeding a little into this life and with the relationship. So,
Yeah, I'm sure. You're halfway through the year. So you're heading towards understanding now.
Yeah.
So it's like you're on that wavelength of understanding and balance and creating balance in your life. And so that'll be really good. Next year is going to be fabulous. So
yay.
Yeah.
I feel it. It's
right on.
Coming.
Okay.
Thanks, Julia, for the call. Have a great night. Good luck to you.
Yes. Oh, thank you both so much. God bless.
Thanks.
God bless. Our next, let's see, we've got about 5 minutes left, so we're going to squeeze as much in as we can. We've got Danielle next. She was born December 8th. Danielle, you're live with Dr. Annie. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
Nice to talk with you.
How are you?
I'm good. I was just kind of calling in to see if you just had any general information about, I don't know, what my year is supposed to look like or what to expect or look for.
Well, I think that you're in a very, very strong position right now in this year. This year is a really good year for you to start anything new. Try new things, new beginnings, new ways of being in the world, you know, even new careers, anything that's new. If it's new, do it. It's like, hey, you've got this really terrific energy working for you to accomplish things this year. And also, if you are, you're at the beginning, just, you know, numerically as I'm looking at it here, you are at the beginning of a whole new cycle of time and energy. And so it's important for you to look at what it is that you want in your life. Not so much people, places, and things, but what is the theme of your life? What are you looking for? The enjoyment. What does it feel like? And think about that and then write something down about what it is that you want to bring into your life, because you are really that way setting up the next 9 years of your life. So whatever you put into action.
No pressure.
No. Whatever you put into action this year becomes part of a pattern that you are going to be, like, you know, going towards. And it's exciting. It is exciting and it's good. It's really positive. So just looking at it that way, it's like, how do I want to live my life? Do I want to, you know, do I want to live near the water? Do I want to have romance, joy? Do I want to get married? Do I want to have a fabulous career? What is it? What is it I want? And just play with that. And if you can play with that, then you'll start to put into the ethers the energy of what you want to create. Does that make more sense? It doesn't put so much pressure on you. You're in a good place. You are. So enjoy it.
Thank you.
Uh-huh,
thank you, Danielle.
You're welcome.
Have a great night. And we're going to get one last caller in, and it'll be quick. It's Gigi, born July 17th. Gigi, you're live with Dr. Annie. Go ahead.
Hi, Dr. Annie.
Thanks for
taking my call. Hi.
How are you?
I am okay. I'm great. I was wanting to ask about love, romantic relationship coming up.
Uh-huh.
And,
what are you in one
like
now?
On the horizon? No. Just
okay.
No.
You've got the next couple of months, you definitely, are you traveling?
Not that I'm aware of.
You need to travel. You need to travel. Go and travel. It's like if you just take a weekend away, you know, go away for a few days or go someplace for a day or two, something like that. You need a break. You need to get away from the norm, whatever it is that you're doing, because we all get locked in, you know, to ruts and things like that. So it's time for you to take a break. If you start making a move and going out and doing things that are different, you're going to start meeting new people. Because the next, I would say, 60 days, and it's really strong. So in the next 60 days, you're going to meet somebody new.
Nice.
And you're going to have a really great connection. So get out there. Do it.
Okay, when you say really great connection, is it the true love kind of connection?
Well, it can be next year. It will be, you're going into a marriage mode. So I wouldn't be surprised if you end up getting married next year.
Okay.
There we go. Gigi, thanks for the
call.
Thanks.
And with that, Dr. Annie, we've got 5 seconds left. Do you want to say anything real quick?
Have a fabulous day on Thursday.
Oh, bless you.
I love you
so much.
And you deserve all the success you get.
Oh, thank you so very, very much. Well, I'll talk to you separately from that. And everybody else, come back live tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. And we've got a great show with Jason Hayes. Have a great night, everybody. Don't drive distracted. We'll see you on Tuesday.
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.